I think that's why we bond so well, because we've got big foreheads.
Are they recording?
Yep.
Okay. Are you all good?
All ready, yeah.
All good?
Nah.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. So, all right, welcome back to the Year I Podcast, episode 71. Back with myself and Jamie, and we're here with special guest Lane. How are you today?
I'm all good, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming on. Simple question is, how has the start of your week been? Or weekend? We should start changing it to a weekend, because it's the second day of the week. Yeah, let's say weekend.
How was your weekend? Yeah.
Very chill. I'm in my school holidays right now, so I'm just kind of like doing nothing. So it's really nice, because just had my mock exams, so I'm like really using the time to just kind of unwind a bit, be with my family. Pretty boring, to be honest, but needed it. So yeah.
Lots of studying?
Yeah, totally. Should be studying, but I've also got study leave, so I guess I'm trying to procrastinate right now, and then I'll get on my study a bit later. But
oh, I wish I was at school again.
Yeah, bro, fuck yeah.
Do you?
I never actually did the exams at school.
Why not?
Well, I got the enough credits throughout the year to where I wouldn't need to do the exams. I'm like, oh, fuck it. Just don't
do
that.
Oh, you mean like
you got like the same amount of credits?
I could do the exams to get like endorsed, but I was just like, nah.
Wait, what year are you?
I'm year 13. So I'm getting almost
60 credits for NZ?
63?
I should definitely know that, but I don't even know.
Isn't it 10 I literacy, 10 numeracy, and 60 overall credits?
I'm almost certain it got changed over since I because
it was 80 for level 1 and 2 when I was in high school.
Yeah, but it's 60 for year 1, level 1 now.
Yeah, it's changed.
Bro, it's 60 for level.
That's why I was like, talking to Sean. He's like, man, I need 60 credits. I'm like, no, it's 80. Like, nah,
I remember for Whangarei Girls High School, it was 60. Whereas boys' high was 80. I don't know why, but it was something to do with in the year 10, they earned credits from some of the tests they did. It was kind of odd. I'm not too sure about that.
Well, good luck to everybody in their exams studying. I hope you succeed. Well, what kind of things are you studying?
I'm just very like art-based. I'm doing biology, and that's kind of my one subject that is not art-based, because the rest of them are dance, media, art, like painting, and English.
That's kind of like me. I didn't really have like proper, like I just did essays as my exams.
Yeah.
Shit, that sounds boring as hell. I had a wide range. Maths, electronics, geography, drama, and something else. I can't remember what the other one was.
I should have done drama in school.
Drama was so handy. It was so cool, because you got to learn like all the acting techniques.
I know.
It looks fun, but
yeah, shit, yeah. It was like, we did two live productions, year 12 and 13, and year 11, we did Stage Quest? Is that what it's Smoke-free?
Rock Quest?
I think so. It's the one where you like have like 5 minutes, you go on stage, you do like a performance. Yeah, we got to nationals, but that was the year that COVID hit, so
I was too shy. I would be too shy to do any of that stuff.
Bro, I was shy as hell. I didn't even want to do it,
yeah,
but
it helps you get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool because we got the like award and stuff, but we didn't actually get to go to the competition. But bro, going on stage was like, oh, I hated it. I hate performing live. I just think I'm gonna like embarrass myself.
Nah, but how do you get over that fear? You did it, right?
Yeah, I did. You just kind of I don't even know. You just kind of send it.
Send it, fair enough.
That's a fear that I've got to get over with, because I make my own music, but I've like barely done any performing, because I'm just a bit very introverted.
A lot of people don't like listening to their own voice as well. Like, I know when I first listened back to the podcast the first time, I was like, nah, bro, I hated it. Like, just listening to my voice.
Do you really cannot listen to it?
No, I genuinely cannot. I've tried like recording myself before. I can get over it, but it just, I don't know what it is about it. It's because I'm not really used to listening to it.
The same with you and certain things like music and stuff?
I actually feel like it's like the same with my talking voice. Like, I don't like to listen to myself talk, but singing, I feel like I sound like a different person sometimes. And also like, because I'll sing in a lot of different styles, like sometimes I'll like auto-tune my voice like in a purposeful kind of way to make it match a kind of style. So sometimes I feel like I don't even sound like myself when I sing. So I think singing and talking's a bit different, but yeah, if I watch a video back when I'm like talking, I'm like, ugh.
Do you reckon you'll go back and listen to this episode?
Probably.
Fair enough. What about your weekend?
My weekend, damn. I actually had a quiet one. I had my grandfather's birthday on Sunday, so went to that. Saturday, we had Fraser. The interview, that was real good. And pretty much mowed the lawns at home. Boring shit.
Fair.
But how about you? How was your...
Yeah, Saturday, that was crazy. I made a whole TikTok on that day.
Yeah, I saw that, bro. That was...
Saturday morning, had a podcast episode with Fraser. After that, had lunch with some of the boys at Nando's. Went to the museum to see the Lego exhibition. Came back home and had to film a couple of TikToks. And then I went out to film a driving lesson video project that I'm working on. And then I went to Rambo's Inn with some of the boys.
Sounds good, like an fun. Exciting week.
Sunday did nothing. I was lazy. Slept. Damn. Did absolutely nothing.
Isn't your film day normally Sunday?
It is. But I knew that... So it was either like half content filming on Saturday, the other half on Sunday, or just smash it down on one day and rest the next. Damn. So that was my plan. But what I want to talk to you about...
Yes?
We had Antoine, right? Yeah. A few weeks ago. Mm. Talked about Little Lou.
Oh, yes, yes.
He was the producer...
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So he talked about how he joined on kind of like halfway through that. But now, we've got the director of Little Lou. So, I mean, he kind of touched down on the basics on the story and how it all came to be. But, well, I guess you could probably go in depth more, right? Because it's kind of all happened because of you.
True.
So let's basically, you take the stage. Just walk us through it. What is Little Lou? How did it come to be?
Right. Well, I guess... I knew that I wanted to do a film in July. That's kind of like why I even did one, because I did my first ever film in July of last year. And I kind of wanted to do like a 1 year kind of like homage kind of thing where like I could see how much I improved from my first one. And I was trying to use like the exact same cast as well. And most of the cast is the same. The two little girls are the same. And actually, that's it. But the rest of the cast, I had to recast. But basically, it was kind of inspired by this poem that I wrote in March. And you can kind of hear a few lines from the poem in the poem that Spencer reads out in the film. It's like those lines, Little Lou, newborn, blue and foolish, covered in rose petals. So that like phrase was part of like a longer poem that I wrote in March. And then I could just like see that kind of image, like really visual, like a dead rabbit covered in rose petals. And it's like a bit weird and a bit morbid, but I also kind of have a soft spot for weird and morbid things. So I kind of started from there with the poem and the fact that like I knew I needed to film something in July just to make myself happy. So that's kind of where it started. Wrote a script in like 2 days. It just kind of wrote itself.
Wait, 2 days? What the fuck?
That's crazy. For me, script writing, I'll either never finish a script or I'll finish it in like a few days. Like, I don't know why that is for me, but for me, writing, like, I really enjoy it. And I'll like write scripts that I know I'll never film just because like I enjoy the script writing process. Because I write like fiction as well. So I'm just a big writer. So yeah, pumped out the script 2 days and then got my team together. I think like my next step always, like after I write something, is always to reach out to people, because if I haven't got a team, like there's no point in looking for locations or props or anything. Like I have to know that I've got people supporting it, because like otherwise it's not gonna happen. So reached out to people, got a cast, sent out the script to everyone, got my cast and crew, and then did all the really boring other stuff that took like a long time. But yeah, that was kind of how it's kind of started, I guess.
How long did it take you to like find the whole crew, pitch everyone together? How long did it take?
I started that whole like planning for it in May and then ended up filming like mid-July. So I'll always set aside like 2 months before a project, because if I get like stressed out, nothing is gonna happen and I'll just upset everybody. So I'll always make sure I've got 2 months. And then in those 2 months, also because this is my fifth project, like I've worked with people before that I know are reliable, that I know are going to like be there every set day and are not going to pull out last minute. So my team is more or less usually the same for each of my projects. So reached out to my like number one people that are always there with me, got those people on board, and then reached out to people that I hadn't really worked with before, like Antoine, who I did know from like my music video shoot but hadn't really worked with him before. So yeah, so that was like, you know, just trying something out because I had my crew. So I just wanted to see if anyone else would be interested. So I'd say getting all those people together, I probably took me all of May because I did that like right at the start. And then June was like getting the locations, getting the props, costumes, getting my adults also, because Little Lou was the first time I'd ever gotten adults in my film. Because it's hard, like when you're a teenager trying to get adults to come be in your film.
Trying to like convince the adults.
It's so hard.
Did you know them? Were they, or did you like...
No, so...
Like a casting call, people came through?
So, I mean, it's kind of a funny story with getting Frank, the guy who played Frank. I went through three adults to get to my final one.
Was Frank the dad?
Yeah, the dad.
That was scary.
He was good, and he ended up being casted 2 days before the shoot. Because my... So the first one that I reached out to, I had just seen him in like a stage show, and my mum was in the stage show. So like through her, I got his number and was like, oh, would you have any interest in being my film? And he seemed like enthusiastic, but he's way too busy. He was like, no, can't do it, but I'll refer to you to someone who might be able to do it. So I got another guy's number and he was like really on board. I had him cast in the role. We were like sending back photos of costumes and stuff like that. Like he was locked in. And then like 2 days before, he had like a death in his family.
Oh shit.
And he had to pull out. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh my gosh. And I was so stressed out because I was like, I need a Frank. Like he's such a big character. Like I need a guy to play Frank. So then that guy, the second guy, ended up getting me another guy who stepped in for him. So that guy literally read the script for the first time 2 days before he came in. And I thought he was great. So I was very lucky that I got that much help. But yeah, that's how I got the guy. And then the woman is, she's actually like an established actress herself. And I knew her through like a friend that like I used to know when I was really young. So it's kind of like a bit of a reach to get through to her, but yeah, I just sent her a message and she said that she'd do it. So a lot of luck on my part.
Yeah. No, because I watched it. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Yay.
No, I really liked it. That dad is actually scary. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Watch it. It's just your choice.
Okay, what can
good.
I find it on? Just out of curiosity.
YouTube. Just YouTube. Okay. On Obtrusive Films channel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a question I had. Oh, I moved the camera next, sorry. There we go. Your other projects were on your YouTube channel,
yes.
Which I think I saw. This is like the first one that's on the Unobtrusive channel.
Yeah, that was like scary for me.
That's what I'm going to... How is that kind of... Because you don't have access to that, right?
No. That's like just Antoine's page. And I had to like sign a contract and everything.
Oh,
like,
really?
He owns Little Lou. So, which was very scary for me, to be honest.
How did that come about? Because I don't think I could... Like, I don't think I could give my project up to somebody.
Yeah, it took a lot of thought.
I guess if you were to make, like, PK Productions a company, right? And someone came to you with a film and asked you to sign it onto your company. I don't know.
Yeah, I couldn't. I think it's just because it's like my baby.
I completely feel that. It was my baby. And also, it was, like, my biggest one yet. And I tend to do that. Like, every new project I do will get a bit bigger.
He had that following, though, didn't he? Like, that audience?
That's what I will get to. Because, literally, I just saw that page. It was, like, the truth is that it's a lot bigger than my page. And I wanted to get my name out there a bit more. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do stuff like this if it wasn't
I think
put
it
out
worked.
Through him. So... So it's just stuff like that. And I just kind of was like, if it doesn't go very well, then I'll just know for next time that I'll probably just release it on my page. And I was like, I may as well just give it a go. Because when I was sending the script to him and like talking to him, it was just kind of like he was going to come help out on set and like assist me, but it would still be my project. And then after he read the script, he was kind of like, I'd be interested in putting this on my page. Like, what do you think of that? And I had to think about that like very hard. And I like talked to all my friends about it. And half my friends were like, no, bad decision. And other half my friends were like, no, you should do it. Like, he's got a big page. And so I was like very torn, but I ended up just kind of being like, I don't have that much to really lose from it because I don't have a big following or a big page. And I really want more people to kind of see my stuff and what I'm doing. So I ended up signing it off to him and crossing my fingers.
I genuinely think it worked though because how did we get Antoine? Was it through Tony?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was it to release it at midnight?
Antoine's, not me.
Wait,
so I wanted to watch the premiere.
Yeah.
And I looked at it. Midnight. I stayed up to watch it though. I did stay up to watch it.
Yeah.
But like, how come midnight though? Because I know other people, they do that for their projects. That's not an issue. But I'm always curious, how come the midnight time?
I've never released anything at midnight just because it's always me putting it on the page and I'm not going to stay up till midnight to release something. And I also know that, you know, most people wouldn't stay up till midnight to watch a premiere, but that was Antoine's idea. And I didn't really mind because, you know, that meant that I could go to sleep and he could do all the release things. And I also had like a flight at 4 a.m. the next morning. So I was like, I'm going to be asleep, but if you want to put it out at midnight, you do you. And I was actually very glad that he did like all of that, because he did like most of the promotion work as well. Mm-hmm. And I've never had like someone else do like so much work for one of my projects before, and it just took so much
kind of just had to sit back and relax.
Yeah, well, because I feel like I'll put so much work into the production and everything like that, and then once it's finished I'm like stuck in the editing and I like don't even have the energy to be like posting behind the scenes stuff and like posting the TikToks and the Instagram reels or whatever. But that's like Antoine's kind of like realm, like that's what he does. And I think that's why he's got such a big page, just because he knows how to promote himself. So the fact that he could just kind of do all that for me was very helpful, and so appreciate him for that.
No, fair enough then. I got a question, but do you have anything you wanted to say before I move on?
No, you've pretty much answered everything that I had in question.
Awesome. Before we move on, how can we find the... Oh, we just said Unobtrusive Films.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Unobtrusive Films on YouTube.
On YouTube.
Sure.
I had the segment.
Yeah.
Back in season two.
It's a good segment. I like it.
I think it's good to kind of bring in more segments.
Mm.
It's called like Movie of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we'll give ourselves 15 seconds each, or just a little sentence about the Movie of the Week, which is the last movie you watched. So I'll start. Yeah, this is like on the spot. Got to be on the spot. That's why I'm kind of bringing it up now. So then Jamie says his Movie of the Week, last movie he watched, and what you thought of it, and then you say yours. So I'll start with mine. What was it? Oh, Joker. It was Joker, the new Joker movie.
Mm.
I loved it.
Is that out?
Yeah, it just came out. Oh, I thought it was great. It was good until I saw the last 2 minutes of that movie, and then it made me hate the last two Joker movies.
Okay, no spoilers, because I want to watch anything. It.
Apparently, it's a musical.
No, I mean, I
haven't seen it, but apparently it's a musical.
It is. Genuinely, I like it. I think it's great until I saw that last 2 minutes, and I wish I got my money back. And it actually ruined the first two movies for me. All right, your turn. Go.
All right. Asteroid City by... Who's that guy who did...
Wes Anderson?
Yeah, Wes Anderson.
I haven't seen it.
I watched 3/4 of the movie and fell asleep because...
Really?
Well...
Oh, I haven't seen it. So
I don't actually normally fall asleep in movies. I just was so tired. And it was like, I started it at 1. And then it was already like, good movie. Probably a good solid 8 out of 10. Film style, magnificent. Crew, awesome. Didn't really know where the story was going, because, it was just hard to follow, but I think I need to watch in.
I like Wes Anderson's films. It's hard to describe his style. Like, what is it, the main character's center?
Yeah, everything's symmetrical, and on top of that, his color grading and all, like, After Effects is just so cool.
Could you imagine him directing a Marvel movie?
Oh, fuck.
Or a Star Wars movie?
He couldn't.
Imagine. What about you? Last movie you watched?
This isn't a movie, but this is like the last thing that I've been like binging on Netflix. I'm like obsessed with anything to do with serial killers or anything to do with like true crime and that
Jeffrey
kind of thing.
Dahmer and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, watch
the new Mendoza?
That's what I was just about to say.
Is that Monsters?
Monsters, yeah.
I've heard good things about it.
I'm about halfway through and I've been watching like it every single day, but I can't watch like too much of it in one day because it's very weird and very gross.
Is it as bad as the Dahmer one?
Yeah, I don't know much about the Mendoza brothers. What are they actually doing? Why are they like famous?
I could actually tell you. So, well, I'm only halfway through, but I did like read a bit about it like online anyway. But they killed their parents. And so I don't want to get too dark, but it's just like a true crime.
You've already opened the door. Let's go into the rabbit hole.
But it's just like a kind of a case where they were kind of misjudged by everyone at the time, like the public, really hated them because they kind of heard the story that they murdered their parents, but they did go through like a lot growing up, like a lot of abuse. So it's kind of like quite an interesting story because like everyone was so against them and nobody really knew like the backstory and everything like that. But I think the series is really good. I have heard that like it's not completely true to what happened, like how the Dharma series people also like...
Is it like dramatized a bit?
Well, yeah.
Apparently as well, I don't know how true this is, but on Twitter I saw that the director of the Mendoza Brothers or whatever it's called didn't actually contact them. He just kind of...
Yeah, made I up think that's true.
I wouldn't say it was made up, but he's used it all off factual like documents and all that stuff online and he's based the story off that, but he hasn't actually got like confirmation from them.
Spoken to them. So what do they think of the documentary then?
I think that did...
Oh, they did?
They're in prison.
Yeah, in prison. Yeah. They're really old now, like 50-something, 40-something. Yeah,
well, they got prison for life, I'm pretty sure. So they're just in there.
One mistake can fuck up your whole life.
Surely they know about it, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will. Like, they probably... I was about to say, they probably got royalties, but Dharma's family didn't get royalties for the Netflix show.
Yeah.
Did they not? Show was messed up. I can't watch messed up things. It's like Black Mirror. I can't watch Black Mirror.
I love Black Mirror so much.
A new season's coming out, eh?
I've only watched like 3 episodes of Black Mirror. The first 2 were okay, but there's one episode that made me so weirded out that I could never watch it again. Mm. The first episode I watched was with that girl, Bryce Dillon Dallas. You know, she's got the phone. And it's
That's a good one. I like that.
And then I can't remember what the other one is, but there's one that I watched that really messed up my mind. I'm trying to describe it. So there was one episode where this guy had a daughter and he was trying to visit the daughter and he finds out that his wife cheated on him and it's like this little girl, not hers, a little Asian girl. It's not hers at all. And then he kills the daughter or something. And then he gets trapped in like the snow cabin on repeat.
Oh, White Christmas. Listening to Christmas music. Yes, I do. That I have watched that one. Up
my mind.
That's actually my favorite one.
What? And there's another one where someone's trapped inside a teddy bear.
That messed up my mind.
There was one that I saw in the most recent season and it had Aaron May from Breaking Bad in it.
Yeah, I watched
The one where he like goes to, he has like a body and he has this, I don't know how to explain it, but he like has a double body that is him. So he goes up into space in it and then has to come back.
It's freaky. It's trippy.
Yeah, bro. That one was crazy. And then another date. It wasn't a dating one. Oh, no. There was a dating one where they had these cubes and they got locked in there and they had to get married or something. I can't remember that. I was real young when I watched that. And the other one was like social credits. And if someone didn't like you, they could dislike you and your points would go down.
Yeah, that's the one I was just talking about. Oh, yeah.
That one's fucked.
I like that one, actually. That was pretty good.
But holy shit, like imagine that if we had like, a society.
Imagine one you day, know, probably will.
China's very similar to that. Like social credit.
Are they?
Yeah, like everything's off of social credit. So if you do something, like you miss credit card payments, your social credit goes down. If you have a nice house and you have a lot of money, your social credit goes up. China number one.
Mm.
Why are you laughing? Wait, why is the camera guy laughing?
No, just the way he said it.
Fair China enough. Number one.
Fair enough. Can I ask about your upcoming projects, if you have any?
Yeah, I mean, after Little Lou, I did just like take a break for a bit because I need to give myself time to kind of like let the project kind of be by itself for a bit. But me and Antoine have been sending back a script back and forth because I think we're planning on working together again early next year, but I don't think I can say much about that because that's his project, not mine, so I don't want to say anything that I'm not allowed to. But I am hoping to do a December project because I also make music and I've got a single that like I really want to come out with a music video. So KO, I did like a music video for that, which was like entirely like directed by me, self-made. So I'm hoping to do one of those in December, like a music video for my new single, and then put those out together.
Yeah, can we talk about your music? When did you start?
Music, I've been doing like a lot longer than the film stuff. I mean, I've been like...
Fired.
Dropped his AirPods, you're fired. He's not even eating the cake that he bought. Okay.
I'm keen on some cake, bro.
Keep going.
What was I saying? Oh, right. So started like writing music like properly when I was 13, like writing it on like GarageBand or whatever I was using.
GarageBand.
Yeah, that's where I started. I use Logic now, but I started on GarageBand when I was 13.
Bro, Logic's so expensive.
It's so worth it. I use it like every day, so it was very worth it. But I think that was like a birthday present, getting Logic for me and like my little home studio, because on my desk in my bedroom I've got like a microphone, little keyboard, headphones. So started doing that when I was 13, and then my like music teacher at my school was kind of like the person really supporting me through that, because like my mum was like really supportive, but she's got no idea about the music producing and stuff like that. So my music teacher at school was like, you know, teaching me how to do everything, and a lot of YouTube tutorials as well. And then I like was making, because Bijou, which is my album that I've got released, that like one of the tracks on there I wrote in 2020, like when I first started writing music. But I'm so indecisive, and I had an album like done in 2020 and 2021, and you know, tracks just kept getting swapped out, and I just couldn't decide on like a final album. So some of the tracks from Bijou were like really, really old, and some of them I wrote last year. And so I ended up just kind of being like, I'm never going to release music if I don't just like do it, because I'm just so indecisive. And I also knew that, because a lot of people will release a single as their first thing, but I knew I wanted to release like an album instead.
Is your first project?
Yeah. So my album was like my first music thing that I had out. And I just knew that like my songs just worked way better as like a mass rather than like by themselves. And so I basically did like an Instagram post where I was like, my album will be out on this date. And I had to like do that so that I would actually stick to it. So I posted that like a month before the date, and then just like spent that month, which was January, just like completely immersed. And then my music teacher from school, who I don't even go to that school anymore, but he produced the whole album for me and then released it.
How'd it go? Like,
I mean, I'm still a very, like, I'm a small page, so the only people that will really listen to my stuff will be my friends. But I've got, like, I did, like, reach a bit of a wider audience. I got, like, a few music collabs throughout the year where I've gone to, like, a studio and recorded a song with someone and little things like that. But, I mean, the response to, like, everything I've put out has been positive, like, because I've got very supportive people in my life, so it'll always be really like, you know, even if I'm just starting out and it's not the best thing, because my first film, very amateur, not the best thing, but people were still like good job for making something, and I was like, thank you. So,
and then you find out like 8 years later, why'd you guys lie to me?
Yeah, but I think you've really just got to release something, like you've just got to start, otherwise you'll just never have any kind of journey. Like, I knew, because my first film was called Charity Case, and I like knew while I had that project, like it wasn't the best thing, and I knew what a good movie looked like, but I just started out, I was using my little camera, I was like a one woman show literally, like I was the lighting, I was the director, I was the editor, like.
Don't worry, I'll take it.
You've just got to use what you've got. But I think like if there's any advice I can give to anyone, it's just you've got to post, you've got to release, you've got to get it out there. Otherwise, you'll just never get anything out there. Mm. And you will get better. Like, you will. So, yeah.
Sure.
You've obviously got something coming out December. But so, hopefully, I mean, like, yeah. What about filmmaking-wise? Anything coming out?
Well, hopefully that thing with Antoine early next year. And then, I mean, I'm always making films, that there'll definitely be projects. I try to do 3 projects every year, so I've done 2 so far this year, so that's why I'm hoping my December one will be my 3rd one. And then next year, if I do the one with Antoine, I'll have 2 more projects, and one of those will definitely be a film, just because I can't not do films. But as of right now, I don't have anything I'm really sitting on, so I wouldn't be able to say very much about it, but I'll definitely make something. I'm going to Auckland Uni next year. So, and I'm taking
that for film?
For film, yeah. And in the first year, you can make a short film with the course that I'm doing.
How many years is that?
3.
3. I went to South Seas. Have you heard of that before? South Seas Film School?
I don't think so.
They're good, but it's only 1 year. So the fact that you get to do 3 years is pretty good.
Yeah. Because I'm doing like audio recording as well. So I'm doing film and music.
Yeah.
So it's like a Bachelor of Arts.
They have really good like recording studios there as well. Like if you ever need to use it, which is fucking sick. One of my mates does a degree for composing on the piano. And he said the studios there are just like next level.
Really good.
Well, they get so much money in a year and they want to give like state of the art. It's like one of the, I think it is the best uni in New Zealand.
Biggest. Can biggest. Someone fact, why are you smiling? Is it fact check?
Fact
can
check.
If you wait, is AUT or Auckland Uni? Which is bigger?
No, Auckland Uni's bigger. I'm just wondering what's like more like prestigious.
AUT is more, that's where Auckland Uni.
Where did cameraman Nick go? Where'd you go?
Huh?
What uni did you go to?
Go to uni.
Oh, that's right. Wait, what uni? Oh no, what uni are you it's going to? He's going to AUT. Everybody that I know went AUT's to AUT. AUT's
like a polytech, eh? Not quite a. Well, it is a uni, but it's
more for like
people who didn't endorse in certain classes. Because oh, really?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
I didn't.
I finished level 2 with excellence and merit for level 3.
What uni did you go to? Did you go to uni?
I went to like a polytech-ish school.
Wait, is the camera okay?
Yep.
What? Why are you smiling then?
Just now.
What happened to it?
We zoned out a little bit.
What do you mean? What happens? What happened?
Hello, how much is the girl's at?
Hey, what's your say?
Mine was fine.
Oh, okay, no, we're good. I'm only like 30 seconds behind him.
Okay. I went to NZST, which is like right next to a University UOA.
Okay.
That's more of a polytech, so like you just need your level 3s to get in.
And you're excited?
Yeah, very excited.
A little bit nervous though, right?
I guess a little bit, but I've been at boarding school for the last 3 years. Like I'm used to being independent.
I went to boarding school 5 years.
Sick.
What boarding school did you go to?
Well, I'm at Dio, so like Diocesan in Auckland. So I'm just boarding there. It's not really like a boarding school. Like the boarding part of it is quite small, but I live in like Pairata, which is like with the traffic, like 2 hours.
Pairata Rise?
Yeah.
I live in Pukki.
That's so real of you. I used to live in Pukki. I've always kind of lived in that area.
Mm.
But with like the traffic every day, it's just way too long to be going into school by car or even by public transport. It just takes way too long. So that's why I live across the street to school in the boarding house.
Do you just walk?
Yeah, I wake up like 15 minutes before school and I just head over there.
It's easy.
Very easy. Good for me because I like sleeping.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we've reached our over 30 minute limit because, like I said before we recorded, my laptop is 10 years old and it cannot handle it, the editing. But
I'm a yapper. I talk a lot.
No, this is good. This is perfect. This is good. Hopefully, I get a new laptop. Next year, but I'm pretty sure I've said that in all 71 episodes. But genuinely next year I think it's happening. I think genuinely the early next year. Just get a
credit card and like swipe that shit.
That's
what
I've got now, so I think that's why it's going to be a lot easier. But is there anything that you'd like to say to the camera before we take off?
To this camera?
Yeah, to that camera.
I think just if you're a creative person, then I think you're the coolest. I love creative people. I think everyone should have a creative outlet in their life, like even if it's something really small. But I feel like if you're not doing anything where you're kind of like by yourself, independent, doing something creative, like I think maybe explore that and you might find some happiness in it.
Sure. Thank you to that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
All good. Thank you so much for having me.
And I will see you guys next time.
Cheers.